There is no tomorrow for the Cubs and the Indians. It's Game 7 of the 2016 World Series at Progressive Field as Cleveland is ready for a second pro sports title in 2016. Kyle Hendricks on the hill for the Cubs. His opposition, Corey Kluber, who makes his third start of the Fall Classic, but just four pitches into his night, the Klubot falls behind.
Fowler hits a fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Davis. Back near the center field fence. At the wall. Home run. Home run, Dexter Fowler. Would you believe a leadoff home run by Dexter Fowler?
Indians got their runner to third. One down for Carlos Santana. He does. Tie game. What a better feeling for the Indians early on here. Tying it up. First and third, one out, and the batter will be Addison Russell.
And the pitch by Kluber. Addison hits a fly ball into shallow left center. Racing in is Davis. The center fielder will make the catch. Bryant's going to tag. The throw to the plate. High. Bryant slides in safe. He slides in under the tag. Cubs lead 2-1.
Here's a fly ball into right center. Back at the wall. Off the bat of Baez. 4-1. That ball was a rocket out to right center. First RBI of the World Series. It comes in Game 7 for Baez, who's made it a 4-1 lead here in the fifth. John Lester comes in. He worked at home in Game 5 three nights ago. Lester deals. And this is Ross. Has to hurry. Wild throw. And it will go into the seats. And the runners will end up at second and third. With two out, the numbers against Lester. Lindor bounces in. It hits Ross. A run scores. Here comes Kipnis. He's safe. It's 5-3. That ball caught him square. And by the time he fell down, got up, Kipnis with great base running is ahead of the tag.
Miller has not pitched since last Saturday. So he's had three full days off. It's one on, hit in the air, deep center field. Back goes Davis, back near the track, near the wall. Davis leaping, and that ball is a home run. David Ross, in his last big league game, homers to dead center, off one of the best relief pitchers in baseball, Andrew Miller. Cubs lead 6-3.
Now the game is in the hands of Aroldis Chapman. Line drive into right center field. That ball's down. Taking around third, Ramirez. He will score on an RBI double by Brandon Guyer. It's 6-4.
Sometimes you got to get lucky against a guy like Chapman. You got to guess in an area and hope he throws it there.
Swung on, line to deep left field. It is gone!
Rajay Davis. 6-6.
Rajay Davis, a line drive home run right down the line and left, and these fans are going wild.
Swing and a miss. Throw down to second, gets away, and Hayward will go to third. Go ahead, run 90 feet away.
Shaw delivers. Baez bunts at it and fouls it for strike three. He tried to bunt. And he fouled it, and he's out on strikes.
That's into the shortstop spot. Lindor, what a play! And this game is 6-6 into the bottom of the ninth. Just as we get ready to start the 10th, the grounds crew is told by this umpiring crew and the crew chief, John Hirschbeck, to bring out the tarp. Yes. So we're going to be delayed.
And here is Ben Zobrist. He has hit so many big hits this season. Tie game, 10th inning, one down, the pitch. Ground ball to third, base hit down the left field line. The go-ahead run will score. The ball is backhanded by Guyer. Rizzo goes to third, double for Zobrist. Cubs lead 7-6.
And it comes with second and third and only one out and a run in the 10th inning.
The pitch to Montero. Ground ball, left field, base hit. One run is in. Zobrist around third, holding. Cubs lead 8-6. Miguel Montero comes through.
Rajay Davis could tie it with a home run. Into center field, another hit. Here comes Guyer. The throw into second. It's a one-run game. Davis delivers again.
Both teams trying to snap long droughts. The Indians, a 68-year drought since their last title, the longest such drought in the American League, and the Cubs, well, you know, it's been 108 years since their last title. Two down. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over, and the celebration begins.
It's no longer a dream, Cubs fans. Your Cubs have won the World Series for the first time since 1908. Ben Zobrist is the World Series MVP as the Cubs' eight runs were driven in by eight different players, the most ever for a team in the seventh game of the World Series. The Cubs become the first team to overcome a 3-1 series deficit with road wins in Game 6 and 7 since the Pirates in 1979. For more on the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs, here's MLB.com's Jeff Nelson.
After winning the World Series with the Kansas City Royals in 2015, Ben Zobrist signs a 4-year deal with the Chicago Cubs. He was named the 2016 MVP, hitting .357 and getting a key double in the 10th inning, an RBI that really helped the Chicago Cubs win their first World Series since 1908.
In his second career trip to the Fall Classic, Joe Maddon comes away with his first championship. The Cubs skipper spoke about piloting his team to an epic 7-game triumph over the Indians in the 2016 World Series.
It could not have been a more entertaining, difficult series to win. And I think beyond all that, I want to believe, and I do believe this is good for our game moving forward, that if we're attempting to seize young fans and not just to play the game but to be fans of the game, you cannot be more entertained than you were over these last 7 games. It's incredible. I would say that because we won, or I'm not saying that just because we won, because it's just true. Next point, and I'll move on, is just I want to congratulate the people of Chicago, our fans, our ownership, Theo and Jed, the team, the players. I mean, listen, I am late to the party. I came here while all the heavy lifting had been done. I feel very fortunate to be given this assignment. It's the best. It absolutely is the best. The combination of everybody I just mentioned, plus the ballpark itself, Wrigley Field, is without question the best venue in all of sports. I love tradition. I think tradition is worth time mentally, and tradition is worth being upheld. But curses and superstitions are not. So it's really great for our entire Cubdom to get beyond that moment and continue to move forward, because now, based on the young players we have in this organization, we have an opportunity to be good for a long time, and without any constraints, without any of the negative dialogue. And you know me. I mean, we've known each other for a while. So that's the best way. The burden's been lifted. It should have never been there in the first place, I don't think. But now we can move forward. That I do want to congratulate Cleveland, the Indians, and Tito. It's a difficult moment, I know, for them, but they are outstanding. I think... on the surface, looking at it from my perspective, really evenly matched teams that play the game the same way. A lot of passion about it, a lot of respect for the game itself.
Theo Epstein has now brought world titles to the long-suffering fan bases of both the Red Sox and the Cubs. It's his third championship overall as a baseball executive.
It's fitting. It's got to be done with one of the best games of all time. Just unbelievable. And it's, what a testament to our players, their grit. You know, when we gave up the lead and then during the rain delay, I walked by the strength and conditioning room. They were all gathered around saying, like, this is only going to make it sweeter, boys. Let's grind. Here we go. And they went out and had an unbelievable inning, scored 2 runs. But first, got to congratulate the Cleveland Indians, the Dolan family, Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, Terry Francona, incredible postseason manager. Great organization, phenomenal year. What a battle this whole series and tonight. But our fans deserve this. Our players deserve this. Chicago Cubs are world champions.
With his tie-breaking RBI double in the 10th inning, Ben Zobrist put the Cubs on top for good in Game 7. His overall performance garners him his first career World Series MVP award.
You know, the rain delay, I think, was really important for our team because, you know, we got everybody, all the players, down into the weight room. Jay Hay called the meeting. He said, hey, let's come in here. I got something to say. And he said, you know what, whatever's happened up to this point in the game, you know, we got to forget about it. It's over. You know, we're still the best team. We're going to pull this thing out. We need to pull together and chip away. We're going to win this game. And everybody just kind of rallied together like we've always done all year long. And, you know, that would have been – it would have been tough. You know, most teams would have folded in that moment where, you know, we lost that lead. And you know, hats off to Jay and Rossi and our other leaders for just making that moment happen and kind of turning the page for us. And then you get Schwarber coming up, you know, after the break and gets a big hit right away. And then you feel like it's on. We're going to do this. Okay, as far as the at-bat goes, I was looking for, you know, a cutter out over the plate. He throws a really tough pitch to hit, and I was trying to stay inside of it and, you know, wasn't able to do it early in the at-bat. It was tough at-bat, and I was just battling, grinding up there. And fortunately, that last one he left over the plate and up to where I could just slap it down the line. You know, that's all I was trying to do, and just out of the reach of the third baseman.
Anthony Rizzo was one of many reasons why Cubs fans are celebrating on the north side. The young Cubs slugger talks about winning the World Series in 7 thrilling games.
It's the best game I've ever been a part of. It's the best game I've ever seen, really. Just what a team. We started this year as a heavy favorites, and we went wire to wire all year as the best team in baseball. And the Indians did one heck of a job competing with their injuries, but this is the best feeling in the world.
Chris Bryant was largely invisible in games 1 through 4, but the Cubs slugger heated up big time in games 5 through 7. He spoke about the experience of being part of an historic Cubs championship team.
Oh, man, I knew he was fast. I knew how to get rid of it. It's wet out here, the longest game ever. Oh, my, that's one of the best games anybody will ever see. We all got together in the weight room, and, you know, we all supported each other. You know, Chappie was a little upset. You know, that guy works his butt off. I mean, Jason Hayward led the way. I mean, talking us up, getting us ready, and you saw what we did there. I've never won an award as a team. I've always been able to do it individually, but this trumps everything. I mean, I'm out here crying, man. I'm so happy. I mean, I can't even really put into words how this feels.
No Cubs fan garnered more attention throughout the World Series than famous actor Bill Murray, as the lifelong Cubs fan talked about seeing a dream become reality.
It was like I was watching it on instant replay, like I rewound it. It was like I'd already seen it in my mind, you know, that it was going to get really strange. They were going to come back. They were going to tie it up. The crowd was just waiting to get back into it, and then they got back into it. And then Joe started throwing pitchers around, and people started making great plays, and then our guys got the hits. Then the rain came just to, like, hey, wake everybody up a little bit more, ground everybody, like, hey, let's start this thing all over again. Like, you know, a couple of boxers that have gone 100 rounds.
Now,
the Indians were beautiful and glorious, and they were great, and it was a great, you know, 7 games in extra innings. What do you want? Egg in your beer? Really? We're going to all act like idiots for a day or so, and I think we should all just go jump in the lake. I think maybe at dawn this morning, a lot of people should just go jump in the lake for the next couple of days.